Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective.
We have two poets on the podcast today. The first is Jesse Caberly reading his poem, Orphanage. And the second is Jonathan McGregor reading two poems, Nebuchadnezzar and Catch for Us the Foxes.
Jesse Caberly was born an hour outside of Boston, but he and his mother quickly became nomads. He doesn't remember much about Tucson and everything about Hawaii. There, he had a small white terrier as a pet. There, he collected comic books and ate guavas fresh off the branch. Then they moved to California. High school was all right. College didn't happen, but life did. He is now a storyteller, proud father of a wildling, and an occasional poet. He resides in Arcata, Humboldt County. Jonathan McGregor's creative work has appeared in Gulf Coast, Image Journal, Ruminate Magazine, Relief Journal, Dappled Things, Genealogies of Modernity, and Hyped on Melancholy. He's the author of the academic book Communion of Radicals, The Literary Christian Left in 20th Century America, published by LSU Press in 2021. He teaches writing at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas, and is a poetry editor at War, Literature, and the Arts. Here first is Jesse Caberly.
I hesitate to want to explain my work too much. I like to leave it, you know, up for interpretation. But this poem is about kind of coming to some resolution with past childhood traumas and the ways in which we kind of swallow them whole and don't want to give them up. So in terms of what this poem is about, beyond your own interpretation, it is about coming to some kind of reintegration with parts of yourself that you've lost or that you've suppressed or that you've ignored, those small little pains that become mountains later on in our life if we don't do something about it, you know? So, yeah, that's what this is about. Thank you. Orphanage. All these places I've lived, yet none I made a home. Nothing hung on walls, no totems on the mantle. Not even a welcome mat. Furniture is afterthought. Useful objects, not heirlooms. I've been running scared, running long, running game, anxious to get to the next pin on the map, because to be in the journey is excruciating. Presence of mind is to be with the noise, with the voices, the calculated whispers. Your worth is pennies on the dollar, homeboy. She's gonna realize you are feral. You are an animal draped in the skin of the boy you wolfed down from the inside out. But I ate him to spare him his agony. I wear his tanned skin because there will come a time when I will vomit him back up, flesh and viscera, to put him back into his husk. Press into his limbs armature, branches of oak, so that he can carry himself. Animate his mannequin, place his eyes back within sockets of wax. Stitch his seams together with twine. Prop him against a tree until the blood returns, the pins and needles recede, and he can move on his own accord. Where will I go? All these places I've lived and never made home, perhaps the studio apartment on H Street, hollow chamber of chipped windowsills and 70s-era linoleum, burrow to rats and Haverhill fever. Perhaps the house in the alleyway, worn carpet with a case of alopecia, those octagonal crystal doorknobs that kept falling out of doors when slammed and so many were slammed. Perhaps the loft, arched with cavernous ceilings, where the photographer did her best to make it home for us, but I was not at home in me. And perhaps the boy will visit on occasion, show me the sutures healed, scar tissue ebbing away, small dots where I threaded them together, coming into focus as a being, flesh and blood made a crib for the spirit. his range of motion now, an expanding arc and radius as he finds his way in the world I kept from him. I hope he won't hate me, but boys know animus. They have imaginary friends with teeth. I hope he won't hate me, because I was the place he lived in, but could not call home.
Hi, this is Jonathan McGregor. I've always been fascinated with the episode in the Book of Daniel where Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian emperor, loses his mind and finds the God of Israel to be the only true God. During this episode, he starts eating grass, and I wondered just what that insight might look like. The image of this predatory emperor eating grass connected with me with the image of lions eating grass that's also in the prophetic books, I believe in the book of Isaiah, as an image of the reconciled cosmos, nonviolent, at peace, at the end of things. So this poem is just me trying to imagine wryly what Nebuchadnezzar's insight might have looked like for him. Nebuchadnezzar, what's the caloric density of grass? I never thought to ask until I gnawed it to its roots. I had cattle by the thousands, damned inefficient. Definition of a man, ruminant hominid, chewing on his world. The magi tell me logic makes us different from the beasts, not our two-legged frame, capacity for rule and being ruled. We're the only animal who goes mad and knows it. On all fours, I snuffle out the scent of God. My eyes roll back. I see the Hebrew Daniel in a pit. He kissed a lioness goodnight and slept against her armor-piercing jaw. Morning, he rises to pasture the cats. They tear great clumps of grass and chew and watch the flocks without a trace of lust. Much like Nebuchadnezzar, this poem came from a collision of biblical images that I've long been fascinated with and that I just couldn't get out of my head. So this starts with that phrase in the Song of Songs, catch for us the foxes, the little foxes. I began to imagine these foxes in a garden, and the individual foxes began to take on personalities of their own. The other biblical image that this collided with in my mind was when Samson ties the foxes together and lights them on fire and sends them into the fields of his enemies to burn down their crops. So one thing I imagined is this garden burning up as a fox kind of magically turns into a flame, and then what the aftermath of that might look like. Catch for us the foxes. The little foxes stalk the garden's edge, grinning with green needle teeth. One is eyeless, one is hairless, two are tied together by the tails. They nuzzle at the fence's broken boards. The dry air crisps each stalk and leaf. A fox ignites, its tailmate turns into a twist of smoke. The hairless one's skin blisters and it cries. The blind fox bangs against a boundary stone. Who can grab the scruff of flame or catch a wisp of smoke? Boots crunch tiny, blackened bones.
That was Jonathan McGregor reading his poems, Catch for Us the Foxes and Nebuchadnezzar. And before that, you heard Jesse Caverly reading his poem, Orphanage.
You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org. where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.